you calling me. 3 out of 7 ain't bad. That sounds crazy to you, but it's a lot of work. Been on the phone for a solid hour since I got off with John. And good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and the rest of you. Welcome to a Tuesday night edition of The Flip Side. I'm your host for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. And by the way, if you're, I know Robbie's been on the phone dealing with a client. I've been on with clients both via email and telephone since I got off with John. I guess it's been, what, 45 minutes ago, thereabouts, keeping busy. Sounds like we put a package together that people understand. They're jumping on the bandwagon. We'll be talking a little bit more about that package later in the hour if there are any left, because it is extremely limited, but it's unbelievably varied. If you're interested, give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. But when you get through there, at least during the course of the program, dial extension 2, get a hold of Robbie. If you're one of my clients, just let him know that. He'll take the message, email me, take care of the order, whatever. And, hey, let's move forward. You know, got to take care of a little bit of business here. Interesting direction we're going to go with the program tonight. I was watching some poll numbers earlier that talked about the president's ratings and the overall massive disappointment in this country to this presidency, to him as an individual. Obviously, he's getting ready to open up his mouth and babble here in a couple of hours, but he's been told, do not use the word amnesty, do not use the words listening in or eavesdropping in his speech. He's being told to be very, very carefully about his words. Of course, if he varies from his script, then it's all over for him. Let's take a look at some quick market numbers here. Dow Jones Industrial Average, surprisingly up today, 56, almost 57 points. The end of the day at 12,533. The NASDAQ was up just a little over a quarter of a point. 24,31 was the ending. S&P was up a little over 5 points to end the day at 14,27. The metals in the aftermarkets have been quite amazing. We're in the $648 and some odd cent range with gold right now. Silver at around 1332. Platinum in the upper 1100s, 1185. So there's been some tremendous activity. But as we always try to do here at Republic Trading Group, which is the main sponsor of this hour's program, we're working hard for you. We're going to stretch your money just as far as we can stretch it. Bob Chapman just finished up 2 hours with John, some interesting discussion, ongoing discussion about the coming of Merrill. There's even been suspicion that this could all be just literally heaped on us within 4 weeks. John, if you have an opportunity, send me over that email so I've got it here. I'd like to see that. And this comment came from a fed-up ex-federal employee who allegedly knows what he's talking about, and he expects that the Amero will be heading our way in a matter of weeks, not years. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in that direction. One of the things we're going to talk about tonight, how you can stay out of debt, and specifically how seniors can get out and stay out of debt. Very interesting writings. Stay with me. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break, right here on the flip side.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Oh, a little Hawkshaw Hawkins action there. I'll tell you what, this has been interesting. You know, we've been on the air for during this hour about 8 minutes, 3 minutes plus, with I guess 5 minutes or so with the opening music, credits, commercials, the whole nine yards. I just took orders for two more of the packages via clients who have dealt with me, who gotten a hold of me through email, said, "I'll take it. I want it. I want it. How many?" Bingo. Interesting stuff. It's been one of the most unusual package offerings we've done. And like I say, there's only two of them left. I just had to shoot Robbie out an email. But you know what? That doesn't mean business comes to an end. If that package is out, it doesn't take a lot for us to kind of readjust things and shuffle it around to make sure you get an equal value factor out of it. So, once again, 1-800-691-7898. If you call during the course of the program, if you are one of Robbie's clients or you've never dealt with us before, dial the number 1-800-691-7898. Dial extension 2. That will take you through to Robbie. If you're one of my clients, you have access to email, then just send me a request to reserve a package, and I'll deal with you on the details after the program. Jeff@rbnlive.com, and just let me know what you want to do, and I'll get you cared for. You know, I talked just before the break about some of the things that I've seen today, the polls that have brought George Bush down to almost below Nixon levels. And yet one of the interesting things in the polls and the dissatisfaction of his administration, the dissatisfaction with the way the war is handled, being handled, the massive dissatisfaction about the fact that he wants to just pump up and not only do more monetary supporting of the war, but certainly with more American lives. One of the interesting things in the polls is the larger percentage of the American public seem to think that the economy is just doing okay. Not great, but it's doing okay. And there's only a very small percentage, only 36%, that think it's really doing badly. I think 54 think it's doing great. Well, that became interesting because one of those rare publications that I ever look at, USA Today. And it was quite an interesting piece in today's USA Today written by Kathy Chu, called How Seniors Can Get Out and Stay Out of Debt. Now, I know that a good bit of our listeners are seniors or nearing seniors or are baby boomers that are getting ready to retire or whatever. This became very interesting, and I may not agree with everything that's in there, but it's something to think about. And we're going to start out talking about a couple in Austin, Texas, because frankly, my friend, across the nation, seniors are becoming the face of the indebted. And it's only going to trickle down, thank you, Mr. Reagan. In Austin, Ronald and Carol Godwin, age 65 and 63, depleted their savings years ago. and they've since turned to credit cards and home equity to pay their medical bills. They're struggling in retirement to pay off loans they took out years ago for a grandchild's college education. And in Scott Depot, West Virginia, Carl Brown, age 68, has an impossible decision to make each and every month because his Social Security check usually does not cover all of his mortgage, his utility, his food, and medical costs. At the age of 68, he's still got a mortgage? I know there's no way for people to believe this, but there are times, Carl says, when I get my Social Security check and just send everybody I owe $15 to $20. The man's a widower. He's suffered a heart attack and a stroke. He says there's times when I can't buy groceries or medicine. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to rely on Social Security to take care of you in your golden years, this is what you are going to be facing. You see, if you don't remember, retirement used to be a time for people to enjoy life without the mortgage or the high credit card bills, a time when heavy debts were mostly a thing of the past. And yet, increasingly, that's no longer true. Some seniors are taking on debt in retirement to fund a trip they've always wanted to take, but a growing number are in debt because they have no choice. That's according to debt counselors and a growing body of research. Soaring health care costs are hitting seniors at a time when more employers are cutting back on retiree medical and pension benefits. People are living longer. And yet many seniors subsist on fixed incomes and have little means to boost their incomes. For them, debt provides a temporary and often costly reprieve from unexpected expenses. From 1992 to 2004, the percentage of households 55 and older with overall debt grew faster than the rate of the overall population. Those 75 and older packed it on most quickly. The average load for those households with debt shot up, get this, 160%. For people age 75 and older, their debt shot up 160% to an average of $20,234 during that time. That, according to research by the Employee Benefit Research Institute, a so-called nonpartisan group that studies economic security. Among households 65 and older, the average amount of credit card debt more than doubled from 1992 to 2004 to just under $5,000. Seniors in and approaching retirement, such as the oldest baby boomers, are carrying debt loads that their parents would never have even considered. I mean, think of why. When my mother was this age, that's been a while, 21 years almost. She didn't have this kind of indebtedness. Now, that's a long story. But your mother didn't. And so many didn't. People who bought homes back in the late 50s, early 60s were paying $25,000, $26,000, $27,000 and under for a very well-built home. To find an equally well-built home like that today, you're talking over $500,000, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why people are in debt. And as this real estate bubble has grown bigger and bigger and bigger, just like the helium balloon being pumped with gas, it became too easy to go borrow against it, borrow to the future. None of this bodes well for the financial health of a nation. You see, unmanageable debt is forcing some older people to delay retirement. It's nudging others already out of the workforce back into it. It's causing a record number of seniors to seek bankruptcy court protection, and we all know it's been just over a year ago, year and a half ago, that the bankruptcy laws were completely rewritten in this country to line the pockets of the banksters. Seniors 65 and older represent the fastest growing group seeking bankruptcy protection, though they made up only 5% of all bankruptcy filers as of 2001. The last year for, believe it or not, which figures are actually available. 2001, you got to go back, what, 6 years to know what the actual filing of bankruptcies were? Well, now we face another situation. The first wave of the 79 million baby boomers begins retiring soon. Debt problems are going to swell. People are having their cycle of expenses later in life because they're postponing marriage and children. They're resolving expenses later. Mary Alice Jackson, an elder law attorney in Sarasota, Florida, says, "We're at the tip of the iceberg. This generation will have no problem at all racking up debt and worrying about it later." Seniors' debt levels began surging in the 1990s as health care, housing, and energy costs soared. Their incomes failed to keep up with higher consumer prices. The booming stock market of the late 1990s offset higher prices by boosting most investors' wealth on paper. But seniors didn't benefit as much because most of their assets were in conservative investments, such as bonds and certificates of deposit. My God, if they at least put some of that into gold, they'd be doing okay today. Complicating matters is that many of the seniors do in this country today live on fixed incomes. One illness or disability can plunge them into crushing debt. You see, retirees don't always have the ability to say, I'll work harder, I'll work more, if they need more money in retirement. Seniors such as Irvin Towson, age 84, finds himself needing a job just to pay off debt. 84! He hails from Goldsboro, North Carolina. Laid off as a fire department fundraiser in 2005 after having had a heart attack and a stroke. For about a year, he's been unable to pay the minimum on a $15,000 in credit card bills. They send you credit cards in the mail. You take them and use them because you don't have any idea that you're going to get sick one day. He says, I had no plans to retire. I was going to go as long as I could. Card debt is one of the top reasons seniors seek bankruptcy protection, you know. That according to an analysis of bankruptcy filings in Central Florida by Professor Rebecca Morgan. She said, we've heard anecdotes of individuals who would get a credit card offer in the mail and didn't understand that when you have a credit card, you have to pay it back with interest. Those seniors who are less accustomed to spending on plastic are more vulnerable to falling into a cycle of card debt, fed by rising interest rates and late fees. You know, I have a Best Buy credit card that I use in my business. I went over the other day to pick up a digital camera. I've been avoiding for years buying one, but I have a project I'm in the midst of that's going to require my own digital camera, and I was extremely picky about what I had. I had to have a very specialized lens in a digital camera because of the quality of the work I have to do. And I get up there to pay for it, and the guy gives me a choice. You can either have, you know, whatever, I can't remember what it was, you know, 4 years to pay or 6 months no interest, whatever the case may be. And if you take the 4 years to pay, you get, now get this, a flat 11% interest. I said, what happens if I take the 6 months no interest and I don't pay it off? He says, then it jumps to 22%. Well, of course, I go with the flat 4%, but I'll have this thing paid off in a month, so it won't make any difference. I just was curious. And I've got good credit. What happens to a guy that doesn't have great credit? They're out there paying 26 and 28 and 30% on a credit card. And if you're late 1 month, maybe you can get by. But if you're late twice in a six-month time period, bang, they jack up your rate. I know of people who are right now paying over 30% APR on credit cards because they have so many late charges and so many late payments. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in trouble. And the oldsters, the ones that took us through World War II, the so-called greatest nation and the greatest generation, I'm afraid they're going to be moving in with Sonny Boy and daughter. Stay with me, won't you? I'll be back after this flip side of this commercial break right here on the flip side.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Back to the flip side, Jeff Bennett in the chair tonight. He's got an email from one of our listeners. He said, Jeff, retirees would be better off with no medical insurance and spend the money that would go for premiums on food and nutritional supplements to stay healthy. I tend to agree with him. My response to him was somewhere along the lines about, yeah, well, it's what the heck was my response to him? I can't think. I agree. Who wants government health care anyway? It'll kill you. Back to our little economic conversation. And why do I share this with you? I mean, some of you aren't even at this age level, but if you can't understand just how far down we've been pushed and how far down we're being held, how are you going to understand what to do for the proper preparations to ensure that you don't fall into that same situation? I see E. Howard Hunt died today, huh? Very interesting. Watergate organizer. Kicked the bucket today at the age of 87. There is some good news that falls out of all of this, according to various sources, that fewer older people live in poverty compared with other age groups. Now, that's scary. Is that's happening because of Social Security benefits. But my concern is that fewer older people are living in poverty compared to other age groups. How well is that going to bode for the other age groups? It's those other age groups that are helping to fund the Social Security system that the older generation is living on now. Because you see, my friends, as baby boomers retire, that's going to change because of the combination of higher debt levels and the possible erosion of the safety net, not even to discuss and count on the fact that the value of the once almighty dollar is shot to hell. Gail Storer, age 58, her husband Donald, 61, left the workforce early because of disabilities. Now they live on Social Security payments of $1,800 a month. I know that sounds like a lot of money to some of you. But they also receive Medicare because they've both been disabled for more than 24 months. But it's not enough to cover expenses related to Gail's breast cancer nor Donald's lung disease. And that's why in 2005, the couple began to turn to payday loans, month-long loans with interest rates that work out to a heart-stopping 180% or more annually. And they're doing it so they can pay the rent and the car repairs and health costs. The Storers of Smithfield, Virginia, owe $4,255 on 12 payday loans. They just want to get themselves out of what they call a vicious merry-go-round of debt. So they're talking to financial experts about how to get rid of the debt. I say to people all the time, says Gail, our golden years have got a lot of rust on them. Major health problems put a dark cloud on what were supposed to be those great years of our lives. Tommy Nell Hedick, age 74, didn't expect to be saddled with credit card debt in retirement, but he is. He also didn't figure out on being unable to afford to maintain a car or to visit her three kids or spread around the country whenever she wants. I have the impression I'd do more in retirement, she said. She lives on $1,100 a month from a pension and Social Security. And with her limited income, if she says if she's got to visit somebody, I can't do it. I had to give up the car because it costs so much in insurance. After breaking her arm, dislocating her hip, and hurting her back in recent years, she used credit cards to pay for medical costs not covered by insurance. The debt, accruing at rates of between 20 and 30%, eventually became too much to handle, prompting her to seek help last year from a credit counseling agency. She owes more than $6,000 in card debt and pays $200 a month, aiming to erase the debt in 3 years or so. She said, it hit me all of a sudden. I was never going to get paid off because of the high interest rates. I don't have 30 more years. She doesn't ask her kids for help. She has because of what she calls old Southern pride and the desire to stand on her own two feet. You know what the problem is with that, ladies and gentlemen? We have a government and a banking system, an international banking cabal, whose entire purpose is to kick our feet out from underneath of us. And so if we want to stand on our own two feet, if we want to participate in this thing called old American pride, then you and I have to do something to make the difference. Yes, you need to work on getting out of debt. We're going to share a little bit more of that with you here tonight. And I think I'm going to open up the lines right after this break, and we're going to take some calls tonight. I want to discuss these issues a little bit, some other financial-related things that you may be concerned about that you're seeing. Right after the break, give us a call. Pick up the phone and call now. The guys will get you on 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Join us in this discussion about what's going on with the older folks. Tell us how you may be actually fitting into that. Maybe share with us some of the things you're doing to get yourself out of debt, because that's what we're going to need to do if we're going to rise above all of this. 1-800-313-9443. I'll be back on the flip side in about 3 minutes. Stick with us, won't you?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Dum, 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 dum.
Don't do that. Why do you guys do that? Is that a staple for Tuesday night? That takes me back to my freshman year in high school. Sally Oswald was my squeeze, and Roy Orbison was our music. Man, don't even do that. Welcome back to The Flip Side, my friends. Once again, come on and join us on the program tonight. Nick, I got your message. You're covered, buddy. And all taken care of, and I've got some other stuff going on here. I've got emails flying at me at this show, like I can't believe. One of the things I want to do tonight is something that we're actually doing at least once a week. If you've got some indebtedness issues to deal with, and you feel you're overextended, obviously there's some things you need to do. Build up some emergency funds. Make sure you've got 3 to 6 months worth of expenses in an account that you can access in an emergency. Part of that could be cash. But as John and Bob Chapman talked about in the last hour, and John spoke about with Joan Vian yesterday, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I came on John's show, and we talked about the fact that the Amero has actually been seen in banks here in America and on pallets, in shrink wrap. And one of our biggest concerns is, at what point in time are they going to spring us on it? And they're going to spring it on us. And John received an email, I believe it was yesterday, and I hope he'll send it over to me, apparently from someone he knows or knows of, who is a former government employee who is just allegedly fed up with it all. And he has basically said that the Amero will be sprung on us sometime in about 4 weeks. So whether it's 4 weeks, 4 months, or next year, it's coming, and we know it. So when you talk about building up an emergency economic fund, that stash maybe should have a certain amount of cash, but I wouldn't keep too much of it in cash right now. I grab as much gold and silver as you possibly can. All of this stash, so to speak, is going to prevent you from using your high-interest credit cards if you should run short of cash for medicine, home repairs, or even food. If you're able to do so, work very hard on paying off your mortgage while you're still working. That's if we've got enough time for that to happen. Certainly, you know, I don't know if you even know this, but you can certainly get credit cards with no annual fees, low late fees, low rates on purchases. Do you realize that you can go back to your credit card company, the ones you're with right now, and so long as you've kept a good payment record you've paid at least the minimum or more and you've not been late in the last 6 months, you can actually call your credit card and negotiate a lower rate. Normally, that lower rate is for future purchases, but sometimes they will begin to readjust the charges you already have on it. Try to start using your credit card in terms of emergency only. Forget the frivolous. Forget the damn big screen TVs over at Best City or Circuit Buy or wherever the heck you're going. You know, Fry Babies Electronics, whatever the case may be. If you can't pay for it in cash, folks, stop buying it. You get me? Now, let me tell you something. There's a place called CardRatings.com. CardRatings.com. It's a place where consumers with an average credit score between 665 and 685 should be able to find average interest rates for purchases of 15%. If your score is higher, you'd be able to get even better rates. Charge purchases to credit cards only if you can pay them off each month. If you're already in heaps of debt, stop using the plastic and pay off as much debt as you can. And I know it's not easy. And like I just said, call your current credit card company and negotiate a lower rate. If you've got good credit and you've been paying on time, you've got better odds of reducing your rate. And for all means, stay away from this payday loan mentality. Do you understand? They're popping up on street corners like gas stations used to be. The annual rates on those short-term loans that you can borrow money for a week or a month, over the course of a year, they're almost 400%. 400%! You'd be better off to go ask your employer if he'll give you an advance on your paycheck. And tell him to take 10, 15 bucks for himself. Who cares? And by all means, if you need to, folks, go get some credit counseling. They can help you craft a debt repayment plan that you can live with. There's a couple places you can go that'll guide you into some of those places, some of the reputable ones. Yeah, if you happen to be a member of AARP, it's not an organization I care for, but you can go to their website, aarp.org. They'll give you information on how to find a reputable credit counselor. You can also go to the Federal Trade Commission's website at www.ftc.gov. That's FTC, Frank Thomas Charlie, that's Federal Trade Commission, www.ftc.gov. If that little bit of quick slam dunk I've just shared with you is worthwhile, if you'd like to get a copy of this, send me an email tonight. It's going to be a long night. I may get it out in a couple of hours, but I will get it out to you tonight. Request Credit Crunch Package. Send that request over to Jeff at rbnlive.com. Just request credit package. I'll get the whole thing out to you. If it's just information that'll help you, give you some guidance. After all, isn't that amongst the reasons we're here? You know, we can sit here and we can talk about problems and complaints, etc., but I think that upon occasion it is our obligation to share with you things that can help you. Very important. 1-800-313-9443. I know that's unusual. You don't very often hear that from me, so I'm sure people are sitting out there stunned. You know, we're what, about an hour away from the babbling idiot Waldo going to be opening up his mouth, giving us some more lies, some more deceit. They're calling it reality check. Forget it. There ain't no reality with Waldo. Let me talk to you a little bit about what our package offering was tonight, and it's getting very interesting because I think I've only got two left. And this has been a real surprise to everybody. This is a package we do, something similar, every time Bob Chapman comes on. Last week, of course, we were hampered by the weather. And so Bob was not on live. I think we ran a rerun last week. And surprisingly enough, I actually had calls off that rerun, and I was able to fulfill the orders. But this week, Bob Chapman's package is highly unusual. It takes a step into somewhat rarefied territory. Now, by the time Robbie and I get together tonight and get all of our paperwork worked out, we may find out that we've taken some orders that we may have to do a little bit of juggling around on to be able to fulfill it. But we'll do what's necessary. This is a great package. For those of you who understand what's coming economically, according to what Chapman told us, the anticipation is the exchange rate on the Amero will be 4-to-1. That means for every $4 you turn in, you'll get one Amero. For every $100 American you turn in, you will get $4 Amero. For every $1,000 you tune in, you'll get $400 a Merrill. What will the Merrill buy? I don't know. You start dealing with the exchange rates, and I know we've talked about this a lot to the point that some of you are sitting there saying, ah, there's that boy who cried wolf crap again. It's not a matter of boy who cried wolf. It's coming at breakneck speed, ladies and gentlemen. So when we put this kind of a package together, Robbie, the last couple of nights, has been talking about these marvelous buys in old U.S. numismatic $10 Liberty coins. You don't hear us talking about those a lot on the air because most of the time they're overpriced. Right now they're priced beautifully. When's the last time anybody could offer you a $10 U.S. Liberty, 100-plus-year-old coin? 1907 was the last year these coins were minted. Each one of these coins is going to be at least 100 years old. Some of them probably 110, 115 years old. Extra fine condition. They've had a degree of circulation, but they're all legible. They're not beat to death. We're going to include five of those in this package. Five U.S. old $10 Liberty coins. Lawful, legal, constitutional tender. Each one at just under a half an ounce of gold. Now we're going to jump up and grab five of the modern $10 Liberty gold coins, except these are brilliant uncirculated, all minted in 1984, the same size, the same weight, the same purity, the same constitutional legality as the old stuff, but they're brilliant uncirculated. Oh, they're exquisite. How about we throw in five U.S. $20 Liberty gold coins? That's the big double eagle. They stopped minting those in 1907, too. Oh, yeah, they replaced it with the St. Gaudens. But I'm going for the Liberties here because it's a great buy. So you got five of each of those, five of the $10 Liberties in extra fine condition, five of the modern era Liberties, the Olympic variety, in BU condition, five of the U.S. $20 Liberties in XF condition, and 200 one-ounce silver American Eagles. There's your spending money, folks. That's your tank full of gas. That's your bag of groceries on the table. That's your bartering and trading to get your palm trees trimmed down there in Austin, don't you know? I'm going to tell you what, I've been doing some interesting shopping today. Yeah, I've been on the phone. I've been talking to some competitors. I've been talking to some of my clients who have been talking to our competitors, not at my behest, but they started getting phone calls from these people. Well, let me tell you what. One of our competitors, up in the land of 10,000 lakes, was offering, in essence, the equivalent of this package today for $11,554, plus a transaction fee, plus a shipping fee, plus they flat told them it would be 6 to 8 weeks before they'd see their package. The folks up in 10,000 Lakes told my client that right up front. It'll be 6 to 8 weeks before you get delivery. For $11,554 plus shipping plus etc. And yet at Republic Trading Group, and we've only got two of these packages left, and I haven't talked to Robbie, so heck, maybe he sold some, but I can't worry about it. We'll do what we have to do to care for you. Don't you know that? We're Republic Trading Group. Not $11,554, not $10,900, not even $9,900. Sounds like a late-night television deal. Well, actually, that is true. $9,932 delivered. That's a $1,637 savings over our competitor, and that's at the minimum. At least a $1,637. That's tremendous value, ladies and gentlemen. But you only get that by taking advantage of the 123 Chapman package. That's today's date. 123 Chapman package. This package is only good tonight. And when it's sold out, it's sold out. And when there are no more, there are no more. It's not that we can't rebuild them. Of course we can, but it'll be at a higher price. Call us now, 1-800-691-7898. You want to shoot me an email? Jeff@rbnlive.com. Let me know, hey, Jeff, I want one of those packages. Be prepared to do a bank wire tomorrow, though. That's what I'm telling you. And I'll email you out bank wiring instructions, whatever you need. If you need to call us right now to make sure you're going to get one, then pick up the phone and call 1-800-691-7898. When you get the voicemail, dial extension 2. Guaranteed it'll get you right through to Robbie, and he'll be able to take your order. I can't do it for another 15 minutes, folks. It's good stuff. $9,932 that's delivered into your hands. Why would you want to pay another $1,500, $1,600? Because that's what you'll pay. Oh, by the way, you picked up this package tonight. It's the Chapman package. If you haven't already done so, in addition to this, you will receive at no additional cost Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter, free for 1 year. Just let us know if you want it via email or if you want it by direct mail. I think if it comes by email, you get 2 updates a week via email. Isn't that something? Hey, I'm getting requests in right now wanting the credit information. He says, I just want to know what the track is called, the one that made you want to go to sleep. I don't know. I have no clue, Michael, what kind of stuff they're playing anywhere. I have no selection on this music. I just come on, I do the program, bingo, it goes. Can you folks see what's going on in this country? When I sit there and can bring these kind of stories about what's going on with the older folks, I thank God my mother's in the position she's not having to rely on this. But you know what? She's still having to fight Social Security and Medicare and Medi-Cal and supplemental, not Medi-Cal, but what do we got? Medicare and Medi-Alert and Medi-Tags and you know what I'm saying. All these different forms of health insurance you have, and you have to do this, and you got to file by the deadline, or you're not going to get your D or your B schedule. And in other words, if you ain't got insurance, you're going to die. But that's okay. Because Jose Rodriguez Romero Gonzalez, he is coming across the border tonight. And you know, if he is hit by a car crossing I-35 down in Texas, they're going to take him right to a hospital and give him all the free medical care he wants. And whoever hit him, if they catch him, the illegal alien's going to get to sue him. Now, why do all of those people... Look, I don't want freebies. I don't want a handout from my government. I want nothing. I don't want their hand stuck out to me, and I damn sure don't want their hand stuck in my back pocket. I think a little bit more independently than that. I don't want their government programs. I don't even want their Social Security. Please, give it to somebody who needs it. It's not to say that I don't want it. I paid into it for a lot of years. But so what? I went to work at the age of 15, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of you did. And some of you went to work earlier than that. And some of you went to work later than that. And some of you, well, maybe some of you aren't still working. Think about this. I paid my first dollar into Social Security 44 years ago. And what do you think that dollar will buy for me today? It won't even buy the hamburger that I used to flip at Tony the Dago's Drive-In in Northbrook, Illinois. Now, I can say that because I'm Italian. That's right. I was not born with the name Bennett. It was changed when I was a very young boy. So when I affectionately call my first employer Tony the Dago, that's actually what we called him. Hey, Chapola mo, you got more onions, eh? Chapola, Chapola. The first dollar he paid into Social Security, his share, my share, won't even pay for one of those hamburgers that I bought back then. Because that kind of a quality hamburger does not exist. Oh, yeah, you can still go to McDonald's, Burger King, get your little 59, 69 cent specials. It's like eating a Kennedy half dollar on a big piece of bun with a lot of lettuce and a lot of tomato. Don't forget the special sauce. Come on, walk through your life economically. Tell me things are getting better. Well, maybe you just won the lottery. I guarantee if you did, you'll stop tuning in. Because you'll have so much money, you won't want to hear the truth anymore. Well, the truth is, Martha, we just won $10 million. What is today? Tuesday? Wednesday night. Powerball comes up tomorrow night. They expect Powerball to be a $240 million drag tomorrow night. I'm going to tell you what. If I won $240 million, RBN would get their piece of it, and we'd be kicking assets all over this country. Hope you'll think the same way. Stay with me. I'll be back with some closing comments the other side of this final commercial break.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Man, it's happening. Robbie Noel just called me. It's done. We are sold out. And a couple things. Nick, I got your message. I got you protected. Larry Peterson, waiting for your call as soon as we get off the air, and let's get you taken care of. I had one reserved for you. I'll tell you what, this has been unbelievable that we've just had this marvelous package. I actually won't know for a couple hours if we still have any left or not. Don't let that stop you for calling. If this kind of a package is of interest to you, I will tailor make. I will custom do a package for you to make sure that it fits the bill. By the time it's done, maybe we'll still have one left. I don't know. Give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. John, I just got the message. Robbie said he got it taken care of. You'll be in the office with your payment tomorrow. You guys know who I'm talking to. Thank you for your support of the network. You're the ones that are going to be happy. This is a great, great package of goodies that we've got for you here in this thing. So do thank you for it. Hey, once again, Jeff at RBNLive.com. If you're interested in the Credit Crunch package we talked about tonight, certainly it carries the column that I shared with you about what the seniors and the older folks are going through. A lot of you folks ain't far from it. I'm not that far from it. I just think a little bit differently. And, well, you remember the movie The Shootist with John Wayne? You know, when things really got going, push come to shove, I'll go looking for the bartender with a double-barrel shotgun, and some of you know what I'm talking about. I ain't going down the way they want me to go down. I ain't going to get sick and die with a bunch of tubes in me. I refuse to do it. And Jimmy Stewart said, well, if I was in your profession, I wouldn't want to die that way. And that's just the way I think. So where is this going? I have no clue. Good Lord. It's been an interesting hour. Thanks. This is the first time I recall ever doing a show at the breakneck pace that I had to try to get it out. And I was sitting here writing orders the whole time because I've got clients that understand and they're emailing to us. You can always feel free to do that. If you want to place an inquiry about something you've heard us talking about, Jeff@RBNLive.com or Robbie@RBNLive.com. Those are a couple ways you can get through to us if you can't get through on phones. And look, if you do call on the phone and get voicemail, ladies and gentlemen, it's usually because we're on the phone. Don't be embarrassed. So leave a name, leave a number, brief message what it's about. You don't even have to leave a last name. Just leave a first name and a phone number. We'll always get back with you as quickly as we're able to. I expect I'm going to be up here for another 3-4 hours taking care of paperwork. You know we work out of our homes. That's how I take care of things down at RTG, and I'm working late into the night. So don't ever hesitate to pick up the phone. Give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. I'll be back over with you Thursday night, Lord willing. Robbie will be back in the chair tomorrow night. And keep tuning in to RBN. I think you're going to hear some good comments, some good talk show hosts. As I've said with you, even with my own program, take much with a grain of salt. Do some of your own research. Don't always listen to each and everything that I tell you. Do your own research. Study it. Make sure that it's right. Make sure that it fits with your thought processes, the things you believe in, what you want to stand up for. Hey, Music Man says it's time to go. On behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel and myself, without apology, I'm not only Jeffrey Bennett, I'm out of here.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.